This is Jay Sekulow. It's a national issue. School districts enforcing Buddhist meditation practices in public schools.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, welcome to the broadcast, everybody, on this Monday. So here's what we've got. We've been contacted by five states, or parents in five states, but there's actually a curriculum in place in 49 states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, more than 2,900 schools, more than 25,000 classrooms, more than 662,000 students. What I'm talking about is a program that has been put forward in the schools under what's called mindfulness. It's meditation in the public schools. Now, this is not like a 30-second, at the beginning of the day, silent prayer thoughts situation, which the Supreme Court's held constitutional. This is actually an adopted curriculum. And in this adopted curriculum, and the way that it's set up to go, is that the students are actually given exercises that and oftentimes reflect Buddhism. It's called Within Inner Explorer. Children are told to walk through this practice, that practices that are really at the heart of Buddhism. Now, this is nothing against Buddhists here, but the idea, could you imagine if the school district adopted a policy that said we're going to cite the, and every student's going to be required to cite the Nicene Creed at the beginning of the day?
And we've got potential clients now in six states: New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington, New York, Virginia, and Colorado. In Colorado and Virginia, we're already very engaged. We've already got attorneys out in Colorado and attorneys working with a Virginia client as well. Here's how it works. Your elementary school child is told in class to close their eyes and obey an audio recording. So there's actually an audio recording that tells them to clear their minds, watch their memories and emotions float away on clouds, and how to feel the love and warmth from the connection of the universe. And then the same audio recording, it tells your child to look inside themselves to reach your inner goodness and peace. And this is day after day, your child's subjected to this 15-minute, quote, mindfulness session that is very similar and based off of the Buddhist and Hindu practices. And again, it needs to be made clear, is that the only way to opt out is to be put in the hallway unattended.
That's the biggest, of course, the curriculum itself is problematic. Part of it also says your goodness maybe even your magnificence is what they are trying to get through this technique. Abby Sutherland's a senior counsel at the ACLJ. She's working these cases. What is the latest on this?
In one of the cases, the school's been very hesitant to actually present and provide the parents with all of the audio recordings.
So the parents have asked for the audio recordings, and what is the school saying?
The school has just kind of ignored the request. In another one of the cases, they've hesitantly, and only after we became involved, turned over the audio recordings, which reveal many of these types of chants. Look inside yourself, find the goodness within yourself. Things that are clearly antithetical to the Christian religion.
Yeah, I mean, here's the interesting thing. Could you imagine if this was, I'm just thinking about this for a moment. Could you imagine for a moment if this was, you know, as I said, you know, recite the Lord's Prayer mandatory. People would be going, with good reason, would saying this is unconstitutional. But here they do it through this. They don't ever use the word Buddhist. They just have this inner self, inner being. That's kind of the approach. But when the school districts, when you're saying they're hesitant, we've sent one of our lawyers out to a school board hearing already. There'll probably be more of those. Are they hesitant because of what's in those audio tapes? Is that what you think it is?
I think probably so. I think that when more parents catch wind of what their students are actually listening to, and many times this is being implemented in the classroom three times a day for 15-minute periods.
Well, so 45 minutes of the school day
is spent in meditation. Students are encouraged in some of these cases to assume a meditation Buddhist pose. In one of these cases, the school mascot, they printed t-shirts with the school mascot assuming the meditation pose.
Okie dokie, here we go. All right, as we get approaching the Christmas season in school, they'll be fighting over whether you could, you know, sing Silent Night, but Buddhist techniques, no problem. All right, we're taking your call. I want to get your reaction to this. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
We have a matching challenge right now. It's how we're able to handle all these incoming cases towards the end of the year. Your support for the ACLJ is doubled right now if you make a $20 donation. Another donor will match that $20 donation, so it'll be $40 at aclj.org. Donate today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, here's what we got to start this Monday. It's a technique, a mindfulness technique, but it's basically a Buddhist practice, being adopted in 49 states, plus the District of Columbia, plus Puerto Rico. More than 2,900 schools, elementary schools, by the way, 25,000 classrooms, 662,000 students. Let's describe for everybody, Abby, if you can. Abby Sutherland is a senior counsel for the ACLJ, handling these cases. We've got like a task force we're putting together on this. We've already sent a lawyer out to Colorado, but we've got cases right now in New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington, New York, Virginia, and Colorado. There'll be more coming. The parents were not notified before, of course, and we now find out that this inner meditation technique is three times a day for 15 minutes at a time in some of these schools.
That's correct.
Okay, so tell me about these audios. What's in these audios? What's the purpose of these audios?
Well, the school claims the purpose of the audio is to handle stress loads for the students, to calm them down and help them concentrate on other school activities throughout the day. And so what this typically looks like, and it varies a little bit across the state and depending upon which program is implemented in your public school system, but children as young as pre-K and kindergarten are asked to sit at their desks. They are encouraged in some instances to assume a Buddhist or yoga position, and they listen to an audio recording which tells them there's a wide array of content in these audio recordings.
None of which has been clear with the parents.
Hundreds of hours of audio recordings in these different programs. And so we're sifting through all of these audio recordings. But essentially, look inside yourself for the goodness that you find in yourself. Connect with nature. It's a guided audio, and students are encouraged to, or they're required to sit and listen through these 15-minute audio recordings.
Yeah, that's not what the Supreme Court said was constitutional. It said a moment of silence. It didn't mean play students some audio they need to obey. An audio they need to work through. It's a moment of silence to kind of calm down before the day starts, to calm the students. And if they want to pray silently to themselves, kind of prayer they want, they can do. That's a true moment of silence. This is guided activity, and it's guided religious activity. Now, in a Western religion, we don't think of this as religious, but in the Eastern tradition, this would immediately be identified as religious in nature, as a core part of your religious belief would be to take this time out of the day, either once a day or multiple times a day, and do this guided
45 minutes and three times a day for 15 minutes.
Guided meditation. I get so concerned when the parents are being refused the audio transcripts and even a syllabus.
That's what's going on here, Andy.
Yes, I agree with Jordan. In the Eastern tradition, this sort of meditation, which is called isihiastes, or those who are in silence and meditation, is perfectly permissible. But can you imagine if the church, if the school districts that are implementing this Buddhist policy, because that's what it is, were to require the students to say what we call the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner, which is a prayer that is recited time and time again by the monks in the Eastern tradition. Imagine the reaction if we had an audio tape that would have required that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we've just come across another. We've been contacted by a teacher concerned about this in California and it happening in staff meetings as well. So this is being kind of this staff-wide programming going on. So I think again,
we're going to get to the bottom of this, but this is where we need the people that are watching this broadcast or parents out in the field, out in the country, to let us know what's going. Find out if this is Let's get what's the technical legal name of the curriculum, Abby?
One of the leading curriculums being implemented across the nation it's called InterExplore.
InterExplore, okay. So we need to find out in your school district if InterExplore has been adopted. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We have a sample from the exercise. Let's go ahead and play it. This is from the InterExplore audio.
Let's start by closing your eyes and listening for the sound of rain. We use the rain stick at the beginning of each recording to let you know we're about to start our exploration. It's a signal telling you it's time to pay close attention to what's happening on the inside of you.
Let me tell you something. Okay, parent, I'm sure we're going to get a letter from InterExplore. Fine. Parents have the InterExplore. Let me tell you this. Parents have the right to know what's going on in these classrooms and what's being taught. And that's just a little bit of what we're uncovering. That's just the beginning. But as I said, it's all over the country. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to get into some of the legal analysis in just a moment, but we got a lot of calls coming in again, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, Steve's calling in from Arizona online, too. Steve, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so, you know, they want to talk about the separation of church and state, yeah, which most of them don't understand what that actually means, but they have a hard time with Christianity, but they want to enforce it for themselves and do whatever they think, and they want to manipulate the words and the wording and the syllabus and all that other stuff, and so I just don't understand. If they want to give everybody a choice, let everybody have a choice.
Steve, it's not set up this way. This is, so you understand, this is actually a curriculum adopted by the school. They're not saying, hey, take a minute out at the beginning of the day and for a moment of silence or prayer quietly and silently to according to your particular faith or meditate according to your particular practice. That's not what this is. This is a three times a day in some school districts, 15-minute exercise that, Abby, we're just starting to hear it and see it, but I can't imagine how this would be constitutional.
Well, exactly, and actually to that point, on two occasions, our request that the school implement a more generic moment of silence, at which time the child can choose whether to meditate, pray, sit there quietly.
Right.
The school has resisted that, ignored our request, and proceeded with a meditation program only, sitting students who don't want to participate outside in the hallway by themselves.
I want you to think about that for a moment, what Abby just said. I mean, and Andy, let's talk. You've represented school districts. I have too.
Right.
So here's what you got. If you don't participate in this mandatory practice, well, it's not mandatory, they say, because we're going to let you sit outside as if you're being punished. They're not offering alternatives. Listen, if students wanted to have I don't know about elementary school, but in junior high and high school and wanted to have a meditation club, they have the right to do that under the Equal Access Act and under a case I argued to the Supreme Court, which allowed for Bible clubs. They could have a meditation club. But the idea that you would have this, we got to be clear, this is a mandatory practice. And what Abby just said is if you don't participate in it, you are sent outside as if you're being punished. Which is, again, what the Establishment Clause is designed not to do.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. In other words, the child is being isolated outside, unattended, unguarded, outside of the classroom, like an outcast because he won't subscribe to what is clearly a Buddhist philosophical tradition. What if this was a Christian mandate? What if they were told to recite the Jesus Prayer? What if they were told to pray to the Lord? What if they were told to recite some sort of rubric from Christian teaching? other religions, non-Christian religions, Jay, would be up in arms because they would be saying that you're indoctrinating them with the Christian religion. And yet it's okay when you have Inner Explorer, which is nothing but a copy of Buddhist tradition.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I just think that, again, as the states come in, almost like this Richard on Facebook saying that audio sounded like borderline brainwashing, this idea, again, this is not a moment of silence because the students are being guided into what they should be doing. So it's a guided meditative practice based off Eastern religions.
All right, so here's the question, I guess, Abby, that would be probably helpful, our legal end here. And that would be, we need to hear from parents around the country. I mean, so we're in elementary school, so we're talking about young kids. So they may not even have told you that this is going on. We need to find out what this is, who has authorized it. There are state Freedom of Information Acts that we can utilize here to find out how this got adopted, what discussions the state school boards had or the local school boards. So I think we've got to put the entire mechanisms at the American Center for Law and Justice disposal here to find out exactly what's going on. Because the one thing I'm concerned about is if you had a second grader, the chances of them saying anything to their parents probably, go ahead, you've got those age kids,
right.
Go ahead.
Well, and one parent actually found out about this only after the school had started implementing craft projects to create peace dragon, glitter, things that are clearly Buddhist, and the T-shirts, circulating T-shirts with the mascot assuming a Buddhist pose. So some parents aren't aware until there are other indications that this is going on in the school, which prompts the questions by the parents and then reveals that their children are being forced to sit through meditation practice.
In the next segment of the broadcast, I'm going to walk you through what we want you to do on your local school level. Now, we've sent out, one of our attorneys has already gone out to Colorado, but we've got affiliates all over the country, and we can practice all over the country because of our affiliates. So we need to find out what's going on in your school and where it's been adopted and what difficulties you're having. But I want to be clear on this. It does not appear to me that there is what I would call even a constitutional opt-out here. It's more like punishment.
Yeah, that's right. So the only way to opt out is to be sent into the hallway unaccompanied. There's no, like, nothing. So there's no other.
Which, by the way, is not so safe these days.
It's not safe. And this is elementary school students being sent out to the hallway unaccompanied and just to sit out there during these 15 minutes, which is not a short period of time for an elementary school student.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more calls on this. Phone lines are jammed at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The Establishment Clause of the Constitution does not allow that. Could you imagine, like Andy said, if this was some kind of Jewish tradition or the Christian tradition, what would be happening here? No, they get a pass. If it's Islamic or Buddhist, it seems to get a pass each and every time. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. We'll be back in a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So we've got a curriculum. I mean, it just sounds bizarre. Do we have another audio on this, or is that the only one we have? We have another one. This is what's being taught to elementary kids, evidently throughout the country right now. Take a listen.
When we practice together, it's important to sit up in your chair as best you can. And if you need to shift or move your hands or your legs to get them comfortable, it's okay. The most important thing is that you're trying, that you're open to practice in this way. That's called intent, and it means on purpose.
Now let me tell you something here. 3 times a day for 15 minutes, and it's connecting with the universe. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand how they got it in. The question, and I do understand how the parents don't know about it, because evidently, and I want Abby to be clear on this, for the school, that we've only got 6 of these right now. I expect we're going to get more, and that's fine. But the question is, are the parents aware, and when we ask for the information, are we getting it?
It depends on a case-by-case basis. Many of the schools have kind of resisted the request for all of the audio recordings. They'll provide a sampling, but never the full amount of audio recordings.
Andy, how do you read this right now legally?
Well, I mean, I think legally it's absolutely illegal to encourage this inner explorer idea, because, as I said, it's aggressive Buddhist teaching. And what we're doing is we are opting the violation of the separation clause that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion that has been interpreted to say separation commonly of church and state is being violated here, because we are imbuing and through this soothing female voice 3 times a day Buddhist principles into our students. Let's do some Christian teaching.
Oh, you
can't.
Can you imagine that? That'll be, yeah, okay. We would say you can't do that as a mandatory teaching within the schools. Right. You can teach about religion. It's religious practice is always the line that has to be drawn here. But then taking the students that don't participate and moving them outside the class as if they've done something wrong, I'm sorry, that's not right. Let's go ahead and take another call.
Yep, let's go to Jason calling from California on line 5. Jason, welcome to JSecul Live.
Hi, Jason. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I guess I was just going to comment that I practice yoga and meditation quite regularly.
Okay.
And I think that the connection of body and mind is extremely important. Yeah. And that for kids nowadays, they're so bombarded with technology that their attention span gets so diminished so quickly. And that by having some kind of breathing regimen where they're breathing and they're getting tuned with the moment in right now, it's going to alleviate.
Okay, let me ask you a question. And again, I know a lot of people that practice yoga and meditation. No one's saying that's illegal. It's not. It's inculcating it into the schools. Do you, for instance, in your yoga technique, do you use a mantra?
No, I don't.
What is your yoga technique?
My yoga technique
or meditation or meditation technique, I guess, would be.
It's all based around breathing, and it's about diaphragmatic breathing and diaphragmatic support. I'm also a singer as well, and singing has a lot.
But you got it, Jason. Here's the problem. This is 45 minutes a day, 3 times a day for 15 minutes in some of these schools. Parents aren't aware of it, and it's not just breathing. It's not just deep breathing exercises.
It's audio voices. It's a human voice telling you what to do. So instead, Jason, you're kind of doing this on your own through a breathing practice, more traditional, I'd say. And I'd say a lot of people probably practicing what Jason just described.
Yep.
Probably a little tough to get elementary students to do that for 15 minutes. But the idea, again, of quiet time, of moment of silence is one thing. This is not silent, actually. Though the teacher's not participating and the student's not talking, they are being instructed by audio to do something internally and to think ways internally. And that is different than what Jason just described and what a lot of other people, I think, when they hear meditation, they're not thinking putting an audio tape on for elementary school students to be guided by.
Yeah. So, Abby, give us some of what is going on in the curriculum. I think that's important to understand.
Well, here's just a few examples of the quotes that are being recited, the words that the students are encouraged to focus on. imagining that through our connecting, there's a happy place, and imagining through our connection, there's a feeling of peace. You may be imagining that all of nature and all of the universe is sending out feelings of love and feelings of happiness and feelings of peace. So that's just one example.
Well, that is anti-traditional Buddhist teaching.
I mean, it is traditional
you
Buddhist.
You call it whatever you want, and but that's
may,
what it is.
And it may not be Christian tradition. I mean, in the ascetic Christian tradition, this life is something to be gotten through for the happy life that comes after in the presence of God.
Yeah.
This life is a I don't want to say
journey.
A torture, but a journey toward perfection, and we will be judged ultimately on what happens. And there's not necessarily always love. There is something that is unlove, the devil, the demons, satanic impulses. Do we in Buddhism subscribe to those and let those float past us, whereas in Christianity we try to root them out of the flesh? I mean, this is teaching Buddhist analogs. This is teaching aggressive Buddhism. This is contrary in many respects to some tenets of the Christian faith.
But then if the student... Go ahead, Abby.
Well, and in fact, some of this curriculum... depending upon where the school chooses to pull from, some of it does come directly from a Buddhist publishing company. We can tie it directly to a Buddhist company.
Okay, we're going to get into more of that in the second half hour of the broadcast, because there you go. So when people are out there saying, oh, the ACLJ's overstating what this is, it's just meditation technique. You're saying, let's repeat that again. We'll set it up for the second half hour of the broadcast, but say it again.
Some of the materials are derived directly from a Buddhist publishing company.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, so it's coming right out of that world and being taught to, again, I just want to explain, we're talking about elementary school kids, not adults who get to make decisions on their own, like the caller called in and said, yeah, I like doing this practice. Well, he gets to make his own decisions in life. No one's telling him, you have to do this or go sit in the hall. That's what these kids are being told. Do this or sit in the hallway for 15 minutes, sometimes multiple times a day. And we know those opt-out situations, there's a lot of pressure not to do that. That doesn't make it easier on these teachers. They look frown upon it, often fellow classmates. And these are kids. These are young kids that we're talking about. I can't even imagine this happening three times a day.
This is what they're
spending their time with in public schools being indoctrinated with.
Yeah, Susan said what you just said on Facebook, said the caller as an adult had a choice. This is a completely different scenario. Do we want to try to grab this call before the break here or... We'll hold it. Okay. So we're going to hold it. All right. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, and we're going to go with we've got to connect between the live practice of law on radio here, because these cases have just come to us, and so we're just starting to get information, and now we're hearing now from other parents, and we do want to hear from you from around the country. Phone lines are jammed right now, but they'll free up in a minute at 1-800-684-3110. We have dispatched lawyers already to Colorado on this. We have demand letters going out to multiple states, five states right now that we're getting ready to do. I'm sure that's going to increase. This curriculum is in 49 states, plus the District of Columbia, plus Puerto Rico. We're going to probably utilize state Freedom of Information Act requests to find out who's done what. We'll get some of our team in Virginia Beach to help us with that. Some of our lawyers there can help us get those state FOIAs going. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. But again, this is a good example of why the work of the ACLJ is so important.
Yeah, and folks, we need your financial support. End of the year, these cases keep coming in. So it's not like we're just wrapping things up right now. We've got active cases coming in as we speak in California, New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington State, New York, Virginia, Colorado. We need your financial support. And if you donate now at ACLJ.org, your donation is matched. So you donate $25. That's what you're charged. We have a donor ready to match that $25. So that becomes $50 for the ACLJ. It is up at ACLJ.org. Donate today. Support the work that we do here and abroad.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
We will fight for the right to live in. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Curriculum name sounds absolutely harmless. It's called Inner Explorer. The other one's called Mind Up. Sounds like it wouldn't be anything. I'm going to play you. This is, we've now tied it into, well, one of the curriculums has been tied into a Buddhist publishing company. This is a Buddhist practice basically being inculcated into the public schools, not once a day, not twice a day in some schools, three times a day, not for 2 minutes, not for a one-minute moment of silence or prayer before the beginning of the school day that you'd say silently. This is three times a day in some schools, 15 minutes at a time, effectively the same amount of time they spend on reading. That's what's going on here. And the and as Andy said earlier, could you imagine if they were teaching and having you practice monastic life or chanting Gregorian chants or doing prayers in Hebrew where you participate and have, it would be just a constitutional showdown. I mean, this is ridiculous. So what happens here? You call it inner mindfulness, you call it mind up, you call it whatever other name the curriculum is. Your kids are elementary school kids, so they don't even know what's going on here until there's a problem. Then when we, the ACLJ, engage and we ask for the documents, the response is either no or a hesitation about letting us hear it. And when you play the audios, you know why.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so the school is not giving elementary school parents access to any of this audio, even the transcripts of the audio that is being played to their children at least once a day for 15 minutes, and in some schools, three times a day for 45 minutes in total. They're also not providing even a syllabus of what curriculum is being taught around this. So other than the 15 minutes of actual guided meditation that's going on, what is being taught around the program before and after the meditation is over? And again, we are talking about elementary school, not high school even, but elementary school.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call. We've got people that have been holding for a while, so I want to take a call even in the first segment here.
Marshall's calling in on Tennessee on line one. Marshall, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marshall.
Hi there. First of all, I want to say I love the Jay Sekulow band.
Thank you.
But second of all, I just want to say I think this is toxic ideology. And this goes beyond just bad education. I mean, this could be corrupting our children's eternal souls.
Go ahead and finish. I didn't want to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
I have two small children, and I don't want them sitting around just thinking about creation and goodness and peace. I mean, if my two angels who are innocent are going to learn about explorers, inner explorers, they should be learning, you know, about Jesus, you know, or about Trump or somebody who they,
well,
should,
I wouldn't put Jesus, you know,
use
Trump
as a role model.
Hey, there you go. I mean, I don't think I appreciate you referencing my client. I don't think that would be in the context, but I've never heard that put that way before, but that's live radio. Here's the problem. The problem is this is a curriculum adopted by the school, and it puts the parents in a very awkward spot because the parents, Abby, don't know this is going on.
That's right. They don't.
Is the hesitancy about giving us the audio what we're hearing? Is that what they don't want us to hear?
We assume so. I think probably so. And I think they're worried that as more parents learn that this is taking place and that their children are literally being subjected to these 15-minute audio recordings, that there is going to be an uproar in the community.
Do we have another one to play? We do. Here we go.
As you take a few breaths in and out, and one more time in and out, you'll begin to explore your inner world. That's why we call it Inner Explorer.
Okay, this is great. And now we've tied up one of these companies, not necessarily this one, into a Buddhist publishing company. So give us a little bit of that one in 40 seconds here. Abby, what do we know?
Well, all we know at this point is that one particular school is pulling from the Buddhist publishing company materials directly from their website and from that company and incorporating it into the daily activities of the school program.
You need go to aclj.org if this is happening in your school district. Let us know. We'll take your calls and comments when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget also, we're in a matching challenge campaign.
That's right. At aclj.org, whatever you're able to donate is doubled. That's aclj.org. We've got a lot of this work coming at the end of the year. We need your support. aclj.org. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, we're trying to get our hands around, our minds around, I guess I should say, these curriculums that are called Inner Explorer, Mind Up, and there's some other ones as well, that basically are teaching Buddhism in the schools, not for 1 minute, not a minute of silence, not a moment of silence, 3 times a day in some schools for 15 minutes. And by the way, if you don't want to participate because it might offend your religious beliefs, no problem. You could stand out in the hallway for these 3 15-minute sessions. I mean, so you get punished for this. I mean, this is the nature of what this is. Cece Howell is a senior counsel here at the ACLJ also. We've got Abby Sutherland with us, and of course, Andy and Jordan are here as well. So, Cece, what's your reaction to this?
Well, just what you said. It's sometimes 15 minutes a day. 3 times 15 minutes
which
a day.
Is about what they spend on reading.
45 minutes a day. Talk about establishment problem.
Yeah.
If you're going to establish a religion, it looks like Buddhism is establishing their religion. 45 minutes a day, your children are getting, totally tutored in practicing Buddhism.
Yeah, that's
Buddhism.
A big thing here. So it's the, here's what, teaching about, fine. Practicing different. Remember we had that with the 5 pillar of Islam. Should people know what that is in a world religion class? Yes. Should you take on the name, a Muslim name, bow to Mecca and do all? No. Are you going to do the sign of the cross? Are you going to take communion in a school? No. Okay. So again, this isn't a student initiated activity. This is a government sponsored, government controlled inside the classroom. I like to see if, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, what they're saying about this one. They probably give it a pass. I mean, we'll see. It'd be interesting. I'll just put that out there. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Alex in Kansas on line 4. Alex, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Before Alex starts talking, this is 49 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico that this is operating. Just Inner Explorer is operating.
662,000 students just on the Inner Explorer curriculum.
So, I mean, there's only one state we can find that's not using Inner Explorer. It looks like South Dakota is not. That doesn't mean, by the way, they're not using one of the other programs.
Yeah,
so again, Alex, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you guys for all the work that you do. I really appreciate it. I guess I would say two things. One, this kind of confirms to me that in a secular society that the United States would like to claim that it is, it acknowledges that it does need spiritual foundation. I don't think it's going in the right direction. And I guess my second approach would be this. I'm a high church Anglican, and so I use Benedictine and Ignatian forms of meditation and Lectio Divina, but I'd think, okay, that doesn't mean I get to force that on a school or
precisely
any other organization.
Precisely correct. Alex, 100% correct. No one's questioning anyone's individual religious exercise. What you have to question is a curriculum that adopts that practice, as Cece said, and inculcates this to the student without, first of all, here, you think, not only, forget parental permission, they didn't even tell the parents this was going on. And then when we got involved, as we've gotten involved with five states, and there's going to be a lot more of this, and I want to file State Freedom of Information Act. I want to know who's adopting this curriculum, who's behind this curriculum, and what the motivations are. You can find that out, and we may have to litigate some of that. That's fine. But the fact of the matter is, Abby, you look at this, the parents are only finding out of this almost by accident, is reality.
Many times, yes. Yes. In one case, the student was... encouraged the entire class participated in an arts and crafts project where they were making dragon glitter, peace dragon glitter. All those things are associated with the Buddhist religion, and it was in connection to this mindfulness program.
Yeah. So Andy's like horrified here.
Well, I am horrified. Families entrust public schools, Jay, with the education of their children on condition that their trust in the classroom and what will happen is not going to purposely be used to advance religious views that conflict with the private beliefs of the student or his family. That's from the Supreme Court of the United States in the year 2000. This is exactly what is happening with this Inner Explorer program.
Since we've been on the air for about 41 minutes, we've now had contacts, 12 additional contacts from 9 additional states. So, folks, again, aclj.org/help is the way to do it. aclj.org. Maybe we can put that... up on the screen here. I don't know if we've got that. We do. There you go. aclj.org/help. That's why the ACLJ's here. Let's go ahead and take another call.
Yeah, right back to the phones. We go. Peter calling in from Oregon Online 6. Peter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Peter.
Hello there.
Yep.
My comment is I'm listening to this program. I'm a 62-year-old veteran Christian.
Yes.
And this is nothing but yoga, transcendental meditation, Buddhism, repackaged up with Western terms to be palatable to the American people, and especially these gullible children. I was in a live-in program with the Veterans Administration in 2016, and this is what they were teaching us. And I was forced into participating, or I should say being there, present, although I wouldn't participate. And they said that's okay, but they made me feel shunned. They made me feel less than.
Well,
that I was
Peter,
rebellious.
Take that now. Peter, how old did you say you were?
I'm 62 years old.
Yeah, you're the same age I am. So, okay, so let's now do it where you're 8 years old, and the teacher says this is what we're going to do, and if you don't do it, what's the penalty? So what happens when you don't do it, Abby, in some of these schools? What are the alternatives offered?
The only alternative I'm aware of currently is to stick your child outside in the hallway by himself, him or herself, without any supervision. And so the child automatically...
Three times a day for 15 minutes, if that's what the curriculum holds?
Up to three times a day for 15 minutes. And so what a child interprets at that point is, what have I done wrong? Why am I being isolated from the rest of the classroom?
I'm going to tell you something. We're gonna get to the bottom of this, folks. It's going to be a multi-pronged attack. So here's what you do. First, those of you that are in, find out what is going on in your kids' schools. We got millions of listeners to this broadcast. Find out what's going on in your kids' schools. That's number one. Number two, if they have a, it may not be called, by the way, Inner Explorer Mindful Mind Up. It may be, there could be other names here, right? We'll try to get to see what we can find out about that, but there may be other names that these curriculums go by. We're going to then, we will, if you contact us, we will then contact the school district on your behalf, dispatch lawyers as necessary. That's number one. Number two, we're going to do a State Freedom of Information Act and find out who's adopted these curriculums and how. Under the sunshine laws, you should be going to your school board meetings and find out if this, you know, it's very simple. You're the parent. Go in and ask the teacher. I mean, that's the kind of the first line of defense here, Cece, is
Absolutely.
Go ask the teacher.
Yeah, and you know, that's every parent should be concerned about what public schools are teaching their children. Not just this guided meditation time, but I bet when they start looking, they'll find other things that are problematic. So I would very much encourage every parent to always be involved and engaged, and don't just assume that the public school is doing it correctly, because they're not most of the time.
All right, let's take some more phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Paul calling in from California online one. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Jay and panel. My concern or question is, who are these teachers? 49 states, 2,900 schools. Are these selective teachers? I mean, if the parents aren't being told what's going on, apparently the teachers are. Now, do they have a choice, or are they put out in the hallway as well?
So here's what you have. You have a situation, I think this is the way you need to look at it, that the teachers are probably, and for the most part, are doing what they're being told. Because the audio from this is not coming from the teachers, it's coming from the program. I'm going to play another one of those in a moment. But, I mean, the teachers could be put in a very awkward situation here, Abby, because they could be being told this is what you're going to teach. This is the curriculum.
Right, and I'm not even sure. I'm confident the teachers are not listening to what's being recited before it's played for the students. Yeah. Many of these are pulled directly from these program websites. So,
all right, so let's go ahead and play another. Do we have another one? Let's go.
When we practice together, it's important to sit up in your chair as best you can. And if you need to shift or move your hands or your legs to get them comfortable, it's okay. The most important thing is that you're trying, that you're open to practice in this way. That's called intent, and it means on purpose.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So another quote that we've pulled from one of these audio recordings is, we have been learning how to watch our thoughts pass so we can disconnect from our thinking minds and connect to something much deeper.
Okay, Andy.
Well, this makes me sick. I mean, it really does.
To
be very candid, it makes me sick because what we're taking is the tenets of an Eastern religion with which I have no quarrel. If you do it in a Buddhist temple to Buddhist adherents, do it all day. But don't take these tenets and inculcate them in a public school to a child who, if they don't adhere to them, is banished to the hallway for 15 minutes three times a day. If we're going to do this, let's do some Christian teaching.
Oh, yeah, and that'll go over very well.
Really?
Mind Up, which Abby referenced earlier, is the signature program of the Goldie Hawn Foundation, the comedian Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn is a Buddhist. Again, it's fine. It's a free country. Great. Practice Buddhism. Not in the public school mandating that students participate. All right, we're taking a break. We come back. This program's over before it started here. 1-800-684-3110. We've opened a couple of lines up for you. 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take some calls from you when we come back from the break. And again, Jordan's going to tell you about our matching challenge campaign.
Yep.
We now have had 9 additional contacts coming in from 12 states, it looks like. 12 contacts, 9 states.
Yeah, so I mean, this is why supporting the work of the ACLJ at the end of the year, we're going to have to add more attorneys to just this kind of cases right now. That means people flying out and getting involved with the parents, with the clients, with the school districts. Donate now. Your donation is doubled. That's at aclj.org. Be part of our matching challenge at aclj.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Sometimes it's called Inner Explorer. Sometimes it's called Mind Up. We now have a new one. It's called, this is the curriculum.
Dialectical Behavior Therapy from Behavioral Tech.
Now, I mentioned to you that the Goldie Hawn Foundation, again, no disrespect to Goldie Hawn or her foundation, has been promoting this. And Goldie Hawn is well known as a Buddhist. But there, we also found information about her, the reason they're promoting this curriculum. And Abby's gotten this information. This is all the information, by the way, we're going to utilize as we bring these cases forward. Go ahead. What'd you find?
So in 2013, when she's talking about pushing this curriculum into the public school system, there's an admission that, of course, we're going to have to change the names and some of the terms that we use in these practices so that we can secularize the mindfulness program, and so that people don't actually think it does derive from Buddhist practices.
But this is where the parents have to be engaged.
Yeah,
no,
that's
question.
Right. That's right. And then, I mean, so you got to talk to your students. So, I mean, we know in California, New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington, New York, Virginia, and Colorado, we've already had parents contact us, even teachers contact us. So if you're in those states,
yeah, teachers
contact.
Too.
Go to aclj.org, put it in contact. But let's be clear. We know that the one program, now we've named three of them, but Inner Explorer is operating in 49 states in the U.S. If you have an elementary school student in public school, except for it looks like South Dakota, there's a good chance Inner Explorer is being used in some way. Not all the schools adopt it, but there's a good chance. Ask your elementary school student today about this. Do they have this meditation program in their class? Because they may not tell you. If so, and you don't like it, go to aclj.org and let us know.
Yeah, and then you got to communicate with the teachers, or we can communicate with the school district. There's multiple ways.
We can handle that for you.
Yeah, once we, Cece, I think it's important to put this out to people. Once you notify us, we can take it from there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do this all the time in different situations. So this is not a situation where the parent has to take this on alone. They contact us, and we will put our attorneys on it and take care of the case from that point.
Yeah, all right, let's go ahead and take another phone call here.
Yeah, let's go to William and Georgia online, too. I think this is a huge point, obviously. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, William. Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jay. How y'all doing?
Good.
Here's my thing. You know, two things really quick. You know, first of all, realistically, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If they want to, try to keep Christianity out of school, they should do the same thing with other religions and just keep it neutral. But the second thing is this. You know, the way the lady talks on there, she sounds like somebody that's doing some type of subtle hypnosis of some sort, you know, to indoctrinate them into a certain Buddhist religion.
Well, let me play for you what they say. Here we go. Here's the voice, your favorite voice.
We've created this program to help you learn about how your brain and your body work together in concert and how that influences what you think and even how you feel. We call it learning from the inside out. The more you know about how things work on the inside, the easier it is to deal with all the stuff on the outside.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, spelling, those would be good. I mean, the problem with all this is, when we've uncovered it, it's they're trying to use other phrases because the Hawn Foundation is saying, oh, they'll know it's Buddhism if we use those phrases, so let's change it. I mean, and this is now published. I guess you found this publicly. These were publicly available documents, Abby?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Pat in New Mexico on line three. Pat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Pat.
Hello. How are you guys
Good.
Doing? I agree with what you're saying, but I just wanted to make a point that the school systems are just here in desperate need of something to help control major, like, impulsive, destructive
sure.
behavioral situations. And I just think that they're just desperate, you know, from my daughter, who's a third grade teacher, to my grandson, who's in school, where teachers at the end of the day are crying because it's so disruptive to the class and learning. And also, I believe that they've decreased recess time so that, you know, they need to get outside and release some of this energy, too, you know.
So here's, I think, look, those are all really good points. And I think, I again, for the public school teachers, I want to say they are probably being told this is what you're going to do. They're not, and now we're hearing from some teachers that are objecting, but it's this is a problem that the teachers are having. So let's be mindful of that, talking about mindfulness. So let's deal with this on the school board level and find out what it is. When it comes to problems with inside the classroom, there are other ways besides Buddhism to deal with that. And I think that's where it really hits the road here, and that to me is the problem number one. The idea that the school district is trying to figure out things to do, Andy, to help their teachers, all good. Adopting a religious practice is not constitutional.
Now, I have no quarrel with the schools trying to channel the intellect of students in the right direction, to make them mindful of the fact that they have to behave in class, that they have to sit still, that their minds have got to concentrate and focus, but not by adopting the tenets of a religion which is disguised by these magical words, inner explorer, right effort, right mindfulness, and is really a religion, Buddhism. That's really what this is. It's a disguised attempt to promulgate a particular religion on the students.
Beverly on Facebook said it best. If Christians taught public school children to pray because it's helpful and can help find inner peace, they would be immediately sued. No question about it. No question about it. And that's what you're really dealing with here. Let's go ahead and try to grab another call.
Yep, Lindsay in Idaho, online 5. Lindsay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Hi. Thanks, Lindsay.
I have two very quick questions.
Yep.
First, can I request information on the curriculum of my local elementary school if I don't have a child that attends that school? And second, I work for a government entity in Boise, Idaho. Should I be concerned that my agency is promoting a mindfulness program to all Idaho employees as part of the state wellness program?
Great questions. Number one, you're a taxpaying citizen of your county, so you get a voice too. You don't have to have students here. Obviously, it helps us for those parents that have students here, so we have a client that has a child that's being subjected to it, but you certainly have the right to find, and so this goes for everybody that's listening to the broadcast, you have the right to find out what's going on there. So that's number one. Number two, with regard to what's going on a statewide employment level, state mindfulness or inner peace, you're an adult. You could say, I disagree with this practice, I'm not going to participate. But if you're a second grader, that's much more difficult. And again, I think it's important for our audience to understand, if the student doesn't participate, what happens to that student, Abby?
Well, the student is placed outside of the classroom in the hallway, unsupervised.
So parents, how do you like that one? And again, that's where I think going to the school board, CC, makes a big difference. We have to deal with this on the school board level and maybe the state superintendent of the schools.
I think that they would be, they're horrified. A lot of these principals and teachers will be horrified when we get this out there. When we actually can get the transcripts, so you don't have to just listen to all the audio, but the transcript of what these kids are being indoctrinated with, at least 15 minutes a day, sometimes 45 minutes a day, and the syllabus. They're hiding that from the parents. I understand that.
Yeah, we've worked with these school districts before, CeCe, so really quickly here, we got to get the information from exactly what's going on in that particular school, because there could be all kinds of adaptations
of
this.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be case by case, school by school specific, and absolutely, if a school board knows that the parents know and they're engaged, it could be handled pretty quickly
Andy,
at that level.
20 seconds, unconstitutional?
It is unconstitutional. When they say wisdom will emerge if your mind is pure and calm, Buddhist tenet, I say wisdom will emerge if you submit yourself to the will of God.
There you go. And if you said that in the school, you'd have a whole issue. All right. Don't forget the matching challenge campaign, and we are on this case. We're meeting about it as soon as we're off the air today.
Yep, folks, ACLJ.org. Whatever you donate, so if you donate $30 online at ACLJ.org, we have a donor ready to match that $30. You're charged $30. It becomes $60 for the ACLJ. Donate now, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.